Time for all the business news now from Adam.
Thanks, Audrey. Activity in the construction sector slowed again in September, according to the latest Purchasing Managers Index from BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland. It's the eighth month of the year so far to see a decline in activity, but the contraction was smaller than in August, while inflation also eased. John McCartney is head of research at BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland. He joins me in studio now. John, another slowdown for the sector, but some signs of improvement in there.
Yeah, really, it's a marginal slowdown, Adam. I mean, over the course of the year, as you've said, we've had successive month-on-month slowdowns, but they have been quite marginal. Most of it is probably coming from the commercial side, where we have enough office blocks at this stage. Nobody's really building new shopping centres anymore. It's a long time since we've done that. And so I think that's where the drag is coming from. Housing is still going pretty well, and I think the expectations are for housing output to probably reach about 31 or 32,000 units this year. So we'll continue, I think, to see strong delivery of housing.
We have seen some fairly dramatic inflation in the sector over the last year or two, but in this survey, input costs, they did rise, but at a slower rate than before. How significant is that?
Yeah, well, the trend has been sort of for slowing construction inflation, and that goes right back to October 2021. So it's been a sort of a long-term trend. Now, we did have a bit of a blip in July and August, and that sort of gave rise to concerns that maybe the uptick in oil prices that we've seen since June could turn the trend in the opposite direction, and that would be a concern. And I think it's still a concern, because the conflict in Israel is obviously going to have an effect on oil prices, already is in fact, and many construction materials such as steel and concrete, cement, they are correlated with oil and gas prices. So I think it's still good news that it's trending down, but as you say, costs are still creeping up, and we do need to be, I think, watchful in case that picks up because of the oil situation.
One area where businesses reported a fall in costs was around wages. We've also seen employment in the sector continue to grow. We have heard a lot about a shortage of workers in construction, but that suggests that there isn't actually a problem there.
Yeah, I think that's a misread, Adam. We have about 170,000 people working in the sector now. That's about 23,000 more than we did immediately before COVID. So certainly construction firms are able to access construction labour. You see in the PMI that that employment has been rising within our panel firms successively for the last 9 months. And I think critically, wages in the sector are falling by about 1.2% per annum. So that doesn't signify a shortage of labour.
Most firms also quite optimistic about the outlook as well. 81% expecting to be as busy or busier this time next year. Considering the jitters around the Irish economy and the global economy, what's the reason for that optimism?
Yeah, well, I think it comes from the housing side. As we've said, we have enough office blocks for now, and nobody's really building shopping centres. So I think it's coming from housing, and I think the government has played an important role in this. When you look at the schemes like Help to Buy, the Shared Equity Scheme, and then other smaller supports like the Local Authority Home Loan, the relaxation of mortgage lending rules, all of those, I think, provide confidence for builders that if they build properties, they will be able to sell them at a price point that makes it viable for them.
Maybe connected to that, we have the budget tomorrow afternoon, of course. Anything in there the construction sector will be hoping for or maybe fearing from the government?
Well, the sector has lobbied for a reduction in the VAT on new homes. This has been a call that has been out there for a number of years. Currently, VAT on new homes is about 13.5%. The industry wants it reduced to 9%. The danger with that, I suppose, has always been that if you reduce the VAT, that the saving just gets capitalised into higher land prices. But I think if ever there was a time to do it, now is the time to do it, because bidding for development sites is actually quite subdued at the moment. The land market is not tight, and therefore I think the danger that it would get capitalised into higher land prices is probably less than in the past.
John McCartney, Head of Research at BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland, thank you very much for that.